Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pearson. This is City Views. Static billboards are giving way to technology as electronic billboards are becoming more commonplace. But some think changing images are too flashy and too distracting to drivers. Joining me now to talk about Salt Lake City's latest plan to deal with e-billboards is Wilf Summercorn. He is planning director for Salt Lake City. And Wilf, thanks very much for your time today.
Great to be here. Thanks.
Do you think e-billboards contribute to Salt Lake City's big city image, or do you find them tacky and distracting? 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255, or you can send email to cityviews@kcpw.org. And I should mention that the Salt Lake City Council is holding a public hearing tonight at 7 o'clock on e-billboards at City Hall, and we'll have a link to the meeting agenda on our website, kcpw.org. Wilf Summercorn, put this issue into context for us. When did electronic billboards start to really pop up along Salt Lake City skyline?
Well, probably about a year ago, there was a situation. I mean, we've known electronic billboards have been around. We've seen them.
Of course, yeah.
Nobody really thought about the fact that the city's sign ordinance, as it was currently constituted at the time, didn't really directly address them. It did indirectly, but not directly. And then we had three electronic billboards show up in the city over one weekend. And I will say the sign companies had permits that they had acquired previously to do maintenance on existing billboards. They replaced them with electronic billboards. And as we went back and looked at our ordinance, we said, gee, you know what? We really don't address these. The last modification to the city sign ordinance was done back in the 1990s, long before electronic billboards even existed. So that kind of sent the red flag up for us and said, we need to address this, and that's what's been happening.
Okay, let's define what an electronic billboard is, because we see variations of the theme up and down I-15. There's a full board that is like a huge screen in effect. There's some billboards that have a few lights on them. There's the, I think it's the emergency room billboards that say waiting time, and it says 14 minutes to in our emergency room. What exactly is an e-billboard according to the city?
Yeah, the ordinance does provide a definition of what an electronic billboard is, and it's essentially what you see. It's almost like a full-size big screen TV. It's actually done with small discrete electronic pixels that now, with the technology, can act pretty much like a TV screen. And that's the ordinance pretty well defines that, so we know clearly what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. How many requests is the city getting from companies saying, hey, I want in on this e-billboard action?
You know, we have, I think, currently pending, because with a modification to the ordinance that the council passed in April, we have not been approving any new ones.
We have three right now.
We have three. We actually have six in the city at this point. And we have pending probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 to 25 applications for additional electronic signs.
So these are a popular item. I think companies see potential to reach out to new customers. So what's the problem with e-billboards from the city's vantage point?
Well, the problem is when you look at the city sign ordinance, and billboards have been regulated for many years, and the idea has been that, you know, it provides some visual clutter to the city. It provides some blocking of views. It does things like that. And so there are some reasonable regulations that have been put in place for billboards over the years. With electronic billboards, you're getting signs that are illuminated, that are bright, that can be seen daytime and nighttime brightly, and that change their message frequently. They're not just a static board. Now it changes fairly frequently and catches attention much more, we think, than the old static billboards did.
Mayor Becker has proposed a compromise, a plan for companies to kind of get what they want while keeping the flashiness to a minimum. Describe what the details are of this proposed ordinance that the council's considering.
We actually started out the process by proposing that that electronic billboards could be located in certain areas of the city, but that they could be permitted only with the removal of some existing billboards elsewhere. And we found this was a trend throughout the country. There are a number of cities throughout the country that have such kind of a swap ratio, I guess you would say. Mayor Becker and the staff initially proposed like a 7 or an 8 to 1 ratio. And the idea behind that was an electronic billboard usually changes its message every 6 to 8 seconds, which means you can get 8, 9 messages in a given minute. Mm. So an electronic billboard allows you to advertise 8 or 9 times as much as a standard billboard does. So the idea is remove that many billboards if you want to reduce visual clutter in your city, because you're getting the same impact with the one existing billboard. And a number of cities around the country have done that. That was what was initially proposed. The Planning Commission went through its review process and held hearings and listened to the public and to the sign companies and so on, and eventually wound up recommending to the City Council now an ordinance that proposes a 2-to-1 swap ratio. So that's what the Council will be considering. There's no guarantee or assurance that the Council will adopt that. They may modify that. They may make it more. They may make it less. It all depends, I think, on what the council concludes after they hold their hearings.
Is there any discussion in the ordinance about the rotation length? You said you could do, you know, every 2 seconds get a new ad flashing up. Is there any discussion about extending that to every 4 seconds or every 8 seconds so that it's not quite as distracting to a driver?
Yeah, the current ordinance proposes an 8-second dwell time, it's called. 8 seconds up on a message, and then it changes, or can change. That ordinance also was initially proposed to have as long as an hour or several hours dwell time. And there are some places around the country that have longer dwell times. The industry tells us that their standard throughout the country is 8 seconds. As we looked into the research on that, we felt like that was fairly reasonable. So that's what's proposed, is an 8-second dwell time that they can change every 8 seconds. Now that changes as we get into the electronic signs that are on smaller local businesses that are not billboards. Mm. Because they're smaller, they can be read more quickly, and usually traffic's driving slower on those local streets. So we have a much shorter dwell time on those, and the message can be changed more frequently because they're smaller signs. Mm-hmm. But for the billboards, it would be 8 seconds.
Is this a discussion that's happening in cities around the valley? I know Salt Lake City is kind of at the forefront of this, but are other cities kind of dealing with this onslaught or requests for e-billboards?
You know, I haven't heard a lot about other cities in the valley. I know other cities have dealt with it. There are obviously electronic billboards in other cities all up and down the Wasatch Front. And I'm not exactly sure how they have dealt with them. We haven't heard a lot from them. The one city that we have heard some a little bit lately, St. George, is having some issues with this as well. We've kind of been talking to each other a little bit. And so I think it is an issue for cities. We're just not hearing a lot of it.
Wilf Summercorn is planning director for Salt Lake City. The Salt Lake City Council is holding a public hearing tonight at 7 on e-billboards at City Hall. If you want more information, you can check out our website, kcpw.org. You said that this has been going through quite a public process. What kind of feedback are you getting from businesses? Do they think this is fair?
Well, it depends on which businesses. The billboard and the sign companies are not, I guess I could say, they're not terribly happy with the ordinance as it's proposed, as it was proposed, and I think even as it is being proposed to the council now. I think they would like to have fewer restrictions on the signs, where they can go, and how they're allowed to be displayed. We also have electronic signs that are smaller that are on local businesses.
So on a building storefront itself?
Right, on a storefront. And you'll see that as you drive around town. You see a number of places, businesses that have those. And so,
do they fall under this new regulation?
We are addressing them in this ordinance, but not in the same way. Again, because there's a distinction there. You know, in that case, we're talking about businesses that exist that are trying to identify themselves to the local community, and so there's a different standard there. We're much in favor of allowing those businesses to identify themselves and to make themselves known to the public and to their customers, and so the regulations there are more geared towards that. The ones that are catching all the attention are the billboards, mm-hmm. which of course can advertise locally, local businesses, but often don't. They're advertising things, you know, all over. And there are usually, obviously, much bigger signs as well and catch much more attention. So there's a tighter proposal on how to regulate those.
So the 6 electronic billboards that we have in Salt Lake City, you said they were permitted. Are they new? Were they in addition to, or did they replace an existing billboard?
They kind of slipped in, I think, through the fact that we didn't really address them in our ordinance. And actually, a couple of those billboards are in dispute right now with the city, whether they were properly permitted to be allowed to be put up, and we're working through that process with them.
I guess the question is, would a new ordinance affect the six that are already there?
Probably not. Probably not. Those six will probably continue to exist and operate as they do. Though I think with our ordinance, they probably will have to operate in the manner that's described. But in order to get a new billboard, the process will be much tighter.
As I mentioned, the public is invited to comment on the e-billboard ordinance tonight. Are you getting preliminary comments from the public yet? Not businesses, but the public.
We have. There is a site on the city's website called Open City Hall. This has been one of the topics that's been open for discussion, and we have a number of comments there. Many from the public. And it's an interesting mix. You get those that are supportive and those that are not. And so it's go on there and take a look. I would encourage anybody to do that and leave your own comments, because it's quite a mix of comments that you get there.
So if people can't come to the meeting tonight, there are other ways to register their thoughts, their comments.
Absolutely.
Okay. Wilf Summercorn is planning director for Salt Lake City. And again, the Salt Lake City Council is holding a public hearing tonight at 7 on electronic billboards at City Hall, and you can find the meeting agenda on our website, kcpw.org. Wilf Summercorn, thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you.
City Views is a production of KCPW News. The show is produced by Jesse Ellis. He's our technical director. Ryan Cron composed our theme music. And you can continue the discussion online at kcpw.org. Also, check us out on Facebook and Twitter. Next time, a new book about a little-known Utah pioneer artist. UMFA curator Donna Poulton profiles Reuben Kirkham. So join us for that discussion tomorrow. For City Views, I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce.